This Easter day, I'm sure all of us still continue to feel a little uncertain about so much of what is going on in life. Last year, we were still coming out of COVID, and we know that life certainly is not totally back to normal. Seems to be in many ways, but in a way, life has changed and life always moving on. But I think this year also our hearts full of Ukraine and the terrible things going on there. And then, of course, this year, the coming together of Passover, Easter, Ramadan, and we see what is unleashed in the dear Holy Land, and particularly, of course, Jerusalem, but of course the whole land that our Lord loved and walked. And all that can give us a disturbing sense of what's going on. And when Mary went to the tomb, there was confusion. The stone was rolled away. Confusion, fear, bewilderment. And she runs to the disciples to say, "Come." And they do. But that empty tomb that John speaks to us of, it's a discovery in terms of a new dawn, but just like when dawn breaks. I'm always one of those early people, so I sometimes see the sun rising over Mount's Bay and over the St. Michael's Mount and whatever it is. But it's just that bit of light. And then gradually it begins to dawn, the thing that has really happened, which is right, that it wasn't lit, but now it is. The Lord is there. Notice St. John says, it was still dark when she went to the tomb. And that may denote not just the time of the day, but a time, all time, before the resurrected light of the world. And Mary Magdalene can only explain to the disciples what she sees as a usual experience. In some ways, it must be some men that have come and taken his body. Peter sees more and goes, he says, right into the tomb and sees the linen cloths. We're told the other disciple followed Peter in, but he saw and then believed. He saw beyond, as it were, what Peter had seen. And so he saw and believed. We see, hope, we believe. And it's from this new sight of faith and understanding that it flows from the scriptures. And that's why one day we don't say the creed, because we renew our vows, but the creed comes into it. Every Sunday we say, he rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. The scriptures, you see, so important, always to us. But Easter, also our full realization that it is true. Our faith is not in vain. Christ is risen. Christ is alive. Christ is alive in the Father's glory. He's also alive in us, and he nourishes and feeds us with his word. And, of course, then with his own body and blood. And you see, for the earliest Christians, that was their greatest thrust of their whole mission and their preaching. When Matthias is chosen to replace the traitor Judas, what was vital was, and it comes out in the Acts of the Apostles, that he'd been with them a long time and they'd been a witness to the resurrection. St. Paul's utterly clear in that first chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he was raised to life on the third day, and that he appeared to Cephas, that's Peter, to the other disciples, then to over 500 people, and then last of all to me. But he goes on within words that are very important in our own day for us to hear. Because so many of our contemporaries do not believe. They do not necessarily believe in Jesus, but they do not believe in the resurrection, or indeed any life after death. I know lots of you visiting today, so that's why I can say that the others are familiar with this now. But that's why on television, and you'll hear things about just a simple cremation, no service, nothing, just gone. No recognition of anything whatsoever. That's utterly long for a Christian. And you see, that's why when we do come as a Christian on our very last journey, that our body matters, as Jesus' body matters. And it matters because that's what we've been here with, and it's been a temple of the Spirit. And it's blessed with that water from your baptism that we're going to renew in a few minutes. And that's when we begin eternal life that is not ended in death, because the Lord has risen. And you see, that's why I've always felt, 55 years this year in ministry, one way and another, the most important part of priest parish ministry is putting you on, as it were, your last journey, but that journey to God. Because St. Paul says, now, if Christ raised from the dead is what has been preached, how can some people be saying that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, Christ himself cannot have been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is useless and your believing is useless. But Paul goes on. And here's the crucial line. Christ has in fact been raised from the dead. The first fruits of all who have fallen asleep. So only a couple of Sundays ago that we had Jesus saying to Lazarus, who had been 4 days in the tomb, come forth. And when he comes forth, he's bound in the grave clothes, and his head is bound in the clothes. Because, as I said to you at that time, he's been raised to, resuscitated in a sense, back to life here and now. But when it's the resurrection, the grave clothes are there. That's why John is quite clear. The cloths were there. And the one about his head, there. But the Lord was risen. And that's why you see Easter Day is such a joyful, celebratory day, proclaiming the heart, the vital heart of our faith, the resurrection of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And that's why Easter time lasts for 50 days. I know with loads and loads of children in the last Mass, we have a few children here today, and I'm sure you've got lots of eggs. Have you got lots of eggs? You've got some eggs, that's right. See the smile on your face, you've got some eggs, that's all right. That's fine. But you see, you don't have to eat them all in one day, because the church gives you 50 days, and you can take one at a time, or gradually, over those days, just to remind yourself of the great truth. That as the chicken broke out of the egg, so the Lord broke and risen from the tomb. That's the great glory. So children, when you're eating your eggs, remember that. It's the risen Lord that comes to you. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He's risen indeed. Alleluia.